Welcome back, friends and fellow adventurers. I know it has been quite some time between releases. We really appreciate your patience as we spent some time with loved ones over the holidays and recharged our batteries. We sincerely hope that everyone at home enjoyed some time off with their families for the holidays as well, and wish everyone a very happy new year. Heading into 2024, we will be continuing with the Tuesday releases and are excited to resume the campaign. Thank you all for taking this journey with us. Without further delay, let's get into the recap of what happened at the end of last episode.
On the last episode, everybody was on their way back to camp, feeling a little somber about what took place, knowing that Imrone is corrupted by the hags. When Katie received a sending message from Ringed Flame that she needed to meet with her about some news, Katie decided not to inform anybody at the time and just continue on to the campsite. Once we got to the campsite, Katie and Braca did have a conversation where Braca enlightened Katie about his past. And Katie also informed him of the message from Ringed Flame. A guard was checking on Alfred and Julianne and noticed somebody in the distance and informed the party. That is when the party did meet June. The party realized that June was not a threat at this time and invited her back to the bonfire that Agard had provided for the campsite. From there, Alfred disclosed that he had received a message from Polyphony, and Agard opened the message and found a sending stone to be able to communicate with Polyphony to send a message to her for help and inform her that Imrone has been corrupted by the hags and that we found another fey dragon that may need assistance to get home.
So,
and we took a long rest in a hole.
Oh, yeah, we did that too.
Well, the party is bedding down for the long rest right here.
Oh, mysteries.
Well, we all thought we took a long rest.
I rolled a D100, a percentile. Mm-hmm. For your message to Polyphony. Mm-hmm. And I rolled a 100.
Yeah. Shit, you got it quick.
So.
Got them full bars.
As you guys settled in for the night, 5G. A couple hours pass.
5 hours.
I was trying to think of a tree term with five, but. So a couple.
The five leaves.
There you go. The, couple hours pass as you guys start to settle, like kind of bed down and get ready to take a long rest here. And everybody go ahead and make a perception check with disadvantage that's in the hole.
What?
And
a natural June 20.
You just have a straight roll.
Okay.
Unless you have advantage on it, then you can take your advantage.
I got a 10. I got a natural 20 or a dirty 20.
21. Okay.
21. What did Katie get?
A nat one.
Okay. Katie is snoring.
Back to normal.
In the cave.
Back to normal.
No, yeah.
Katie and Braca don't hear anything. June, you hear it first. Mm-hmm. You hear what sounds like a tree splitting. And as you kind of start to look around, you can clock and see what looks like trees walking near where the sending, where they had walked away and used the stone. Agard, you hear that noise as well. Mm-hmm. It takes you not even a minute to get to the entrance of the small cave that you guys had dug out.
Yeah.
You see them. You do recognize these are probably
dryads.
The dryads that Polyphony would have sent.
So I exit the hole and approach them.
June is standing behind a different tree, looking at it, trying to figure out what's happening because she's not familiar.
So yeah, the Agard approaches them. And
yep.
They know common.
They recognize you, and they know Sylvan.
So I greet them in Sylvan and reach out my arm to, you know.
So at this point, you see there's three of them that have come.
Oh, wow.
And
so many.
One kind of steps forward and kind of like acknowledges and kind of bows and speaks back to you and just says, "You are Agard, correct?"
"Correct."
"Philippany said you had something for us."
"I told her about a few things. Can you be more specific?"
"I'm assuming your new dragon is not Alfred."
"No, it's not."
"You said it. This dragon is of the Fae?"
"Yes, it is."
"We are here to bring them back."
"Both Alfred and Julianne? Or just Julianne?"
"At this time, Polyphony feels it wouldn't be safe to bring Alfred back until all the purple Lavinium is returned. So
we have one stone left. That makes sense."
"Okay.
Wait here one moment."
"Mm-hmm."
"And I'll be back."
"Okay.
And do I know where June was camped out? Like where the tree line?"
"I mean, she's peeked her head out. She's not trying to hide necessarily. She sees you talking with them. She just doesn't know what's going on. So she's
I would think you would know the general direction that she went, and you would be able to clock her if she's not
dark.
Trying to hide.
I don't have dark vision, so that's just
it." "Oh, that's true. You don't have dark vision."
"Right. Okay. So I would get kind of where area I kind of feel like it is. I mean, there's still like some light."
"Yeah, it's very dim light around you."
"Right. So I'm just gonna June. I don't know where you are exactly. These are friends from the Feywild. So do not concern yourself. They're here for something."
She pops up right beside you.
"No."
Because she can see your shape. She can't see in the dark either, but
you can
see
hear him walking.
Massive shapes, yeah. "Do you need any help?"
"No, no, you're fine. I just wanted to make sure you knew that these are friends."
"Okay."
Two more do come out of the brush. And in Sylvan, speak to the one that was in front. And obviously you can understand them.
Mm-hmm.
It says, "Only the people that we see here are around."
"Okay. So it goes down to Alfred and Julian."
"Mm-hmm."
"And tries to be quiet to not rustle everyone else. Alfred and Julian, can you come up top mm-hmm. with me, please?"
"Ooh. Sure.
Julian, you as well?"
"Yeah."
"Okay. So I escort them up."
"You're not going to wake up, Katie."
"Would you wait a half a damn second?" "Oh, but now that you gave me the idea."
Everybody else, though, can roll.
"Sure.
Well.
With disadvantage. Which pretty much always knocks Katie out."
"You mean, is Alfred stomping like he normally does?"
"That wasn't intended. I got a nat one."
"Well, so, no, but this is new, though."
Roll a perception.
"You've got a firbolg and two dragons leaving the hole."
And Braca, roll perception as well.
3.
18.
Oh, no.
"You're so consistent. It's awesome."
"Man." "Oh, my 18. God.
Braca, you hear Alfred start to walk up. You can hear Julian follow, and you kind of... I mean, how would you respond? You can hear footsteps.
Maybe we'll jolt away and, like, grab a dagger, but then realize it's just them and just ask what's going on.
Oh, Agard came and got us Agard came and got us and asked us to go up top. So Julian and I are going up top."
Looking at Agar now, do I need to be concerned about anything?
I mean, how big is this hole? Because I was leading them out, so I have basically like two dragons between me and Braca. Are we going to be able to talk?
I'd say you can hear Braca ask that question.
Yeah.
Because it is, as you guys have stayed here, it's kind of extended out a little.
Okay. Braca, our friends from the Fae have arrived. If you'd like to come up top, then you can. I didn't want to wake you or Katie yet until we know exactly what's going to take place.
You know, just stay here. I trust you to handle it. So.
Okay. Yep. And if I need you, I'll yell down for both of you.
Mm-hmm. Katie continues to snore.
I'll like nudge Katie awake and just like say that the people from the Fae are here. If you want to go up top, you can. I'm just going to stay down here, and if
You said people from the Fae are here?
That's what Agar told me, and Alfred and Julian are heading up top with Agar.
You really didn't know that either.
Splice that in.
But I'm going to wait here. If trust Agar to handle it. If you want to go up to, I'll trust you to handle it as well. I don't see why I need to go up.
I'm sure they'll be back. I'll just. If he didn't need us right now, I'll wait.
I mean, he said he'll come and get us if he needs anything, so trust him to handle it.
I agree.
You know, I don't know why they're here, so. Not my problem.
So, Agard, Alfred, and Julian come out of the cave that has been dug and enter the camp, and there are 5 dryads standing there.
How far away are they?
Probably about 15 feet away from where the entrance is.
So we get up, I'm going to kind of put a hand up to the dryads, just like, don't approach us, stay there. And then when both dragons are out of the hole, Julian, these are dryads, friends of Polyphony, who knows Alfred. They are here to return you home to the Feywild.
And as you say that, you just hear Alfred. Polyphony is a really nice person. Like, she's really awesome. She's trying to protect me, so you have no reason to think that she would hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
And Julian kind of like nods. If you guys believe I'll be safe, then I will trust you.
I would not even allow them to approach you if I did not think this was safe. We trust Alfred. Alfred trusts us. We both also trust Polyphony, so it is much sooner than we probably thought it would be. But we want to get you home. We want someone to help reunite you with your family.
As you finish talking to her, you hear in Sylvan from behind you, one of the dryads, "May I approach?"
Julian, are you okay if one of them approaches?
She nods slowly.
And I turn to him and nod.
So he walks closer to where he can get kind of a better view of everything. And he looks straight at Julian and he says, "Please forgive me. This may hurt briefly, but it will help with your wings." And he begins to cast a spell. Mm-hmm. And you see he kind of waves his hand like over where you can see they have kind of grown in a weird shape.
Sure.
See how she reacts.
I start hearing like bone crack and stuff like that.
Yeah. So as he begins to do that, she starts to pull away and kind of backs away from him. And she looks at Alfred and Agard and just says, "No. No." And just starts to back towards where the actual... Yep.
So Agard's going to put a hand in the dryad's chest.
And he's going to put his hands out and stop casting his spell.
Mm-hmm.
And look and just say, "If you come with us, we can help fix you. We just want to return what belongs in the Feywild to the Feywild."
Mm-hmm.
Julian kind of looks around. She looks at Agard and Alfred. She says, "Would it be too much to ask if Alfred would accompany me to Polyphony?" And Alfred kind of looks around and says, "I could, but I don't know how long we're going to be, and I know that they kind of need me to find at least the direction that they should be headed. Now that I have most of them, there's only one left, to my knowledge, right?" And he looks at Agard.
I believe that's what Brock had said.
I can give you a direct... It's very faint. It's a good distance away, but I do think it's in the direction that you guys went. I just don't know where the cave lets out. I know you guys told me about all this crazy stuff. I'm willing to bet it's probably around there.
In the bog that we, the other side of the cave we were just at?
I think so. It's in, like, that direction, and he just kind of points. And it is, with your knowledge of where Vorgos is, and on the map, the direction does go basically straight to the coast.
So, in the bog.
Yes.
All those at home, we just pointed at the map, and it goes, we're headed deep into
this
swamp.
The southeast direction from Avorgos.
I assume we can. Now, I do still have this sending stone.
Mm-hmm.
If we absolutely need Alfred back, I will reach out if we are unable to find what is this last stone.
Okay.
Or when we do find it, I will reach out and let them know that we have found it and where we are. But Alfred, is this what you want? Julian, is this what the two of you want?
Alfred kind of looks over at Julian and he says, well, if it would help her be more comfortable, I don't mind. I feel like Polyphony will welcome her, but if she's nervous, I don't mind going to help. It does make me nervous. I know Polyphony was trying to buy us time, so I only, I'm one short of everything that was taken. Mm-hmm. So I hope nobody is there other than her. But I don't think she would lead us into a trap either, so I think I'll be okay.
Agard wasn't thinking that. Okay, if this is what you... And Julian, this is what would make you comfortable?
She kind of slowly nods her head. If not Alfred, one of you, yes.
Then he turns to the dryad that tried to cast a spell and looks him right in his beady little wood eyes.
Right in his Pinocchio nose.
Can you assure me that this is not a trap and that you mean them no harm?
Absolutely. There's no harm meant towards Alfred. We want to help Alfred.
It's a 25 for insight.
You feel like he's telling the truth. Polyphony is, even though she does work, like she has told you, she does help the Council of the Soaring Shadows, which are the dragons in the Feywild. She and Alfred, like, you have learned, go way back. And she does want to protect Alfred, his family.
Here. Okay, before you leave, I know the others will want to say goodbye. So you can just give us a couple minutes.
Alfred's like, yeah. So. And he kind of like turns and at this point, the people who are in the hole that's been dug can hear the going towards it as Alfred like jovially starts going towards the hole. And as he kind of goes in and starts to wind down, he's like, Braca, Katie, hey, guys. Hey, so Polyphony sent some of the dryads to get Julian and take her back to the Feywild, but she's a little uncomfortable just going by herself, so I think I'm going to go with her. I told Agard, I pointed out on the map the direction that I can feel like a very slight pull, so I think you guys are headed in the right direction. It looks like it's going into like a swampy area, so I probably wouldn't be much help anyways, but hopefully Polyphony can get Julian back to the Feywild, and, you know, that's at least a good thing.
Wait, y'all are both leaving?
Well, I don't think I'm leaving. I still need the last piece of Wolvenium, so I have a feeling I'll probably...
You're coming back.
I want to.
How long is it going to be until you return?
Oh, I don't know that. I would assume it would be rather quick. They came here within hours, but... I think it kind of depends on how long it takes to get Julianne back and settled.
I'm not concerned that we won't be able to find it. I'm only concerned since, I mean, not to be rude or blunt, you started all of this, so I feel like
it's fair.
You leaving is unfair to us. I mean, we need your help to locate it. So you just up and leaving whenever we're so close to completing our goal, or your goal, rather, I feel like isn't fair to all of us since we've been helping you so much.
I guess I never thought about it that way, but it's really not for me. Like, I would rather stay here, but I know Julian feels uncomfortable, so I don't really know what to do.
Yeah. I think he'll be back soon, Walker.
And Julian is slowly walking down the tunnel, so she's not there yet.
I don't know. Maybe Alfred can talk to Polyphony and make sure that he gets back rather quickly, just so that we can be able to find the last stone and then get back to maybe Julian at that time too, after we find it, to make sure that she's okay.
Are you certain you know the direction or location, perhaps, where this last stone is?
I'm going off pretty much the same thing that I've been going off this whole time, but if we're only down to one, then it should just be in that direction.
Alright, well, it's going off of a broad chance that it's, I don't know. You saying it's in that direction is easy for you to say because you can sense where it is. But for us, you just saying it's in that direction, we don't really have a way to, you know, sense it as you do. If it's in the mountains, we're going to have to search an entire mountain range until we find it. If it's in a forest, we're going to have to search an entire forest until we find a spot like back in the woods that was all dead.
Yeah, it's headed somewhere in the swamp.
Well, Swamp, I'm sure, is a very big place.
Yeah, probably. I'm pretty sure you guys will find it. You found all the other ones without me.
Not true.
Most of them.
Well, if you're sure, and if that's what she wants, then, I mean, it's your decision.
I mean, the dryads came in a couple hours. Who knows? Maybe I'll be back in, like, an hour tops.
That is another assumption.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is an assumption, but, I mean, I don't know what all it consists of or what I have to do. But Agard has that stone thingy, so if I'm with Polyphony, you guys can just use that.
I suppose.
And Julian came down?
Mm-hmm. She now has, like, gotten there. Alfred, like, ran down.
Julian, are you okay with this? I know I told you to think about it, and now it's happening all so fast. I just want to make sure you're okay.
As long as somebody goes with me, I don't mind. But if I had to go alone, I don't think I would trust anyone other than either the three of you or Alfred, as you told me I could trust him, so...
I think you can trust Polyphony too. You'll see when you meet her. She's very nice, and maybe then you'll feel more comfortable there.
Okay.
Because I don't know if I'm gonna see you again, can I give you a hug goodbye? And then Katie will give her a hug.
She'll kind of walk close.
And she'll just kind of cry a little bit.
So she'll walk close and you can hug around, like...
Right. I'll hug her to where I don't, like, hurt her.
Thank you again for getting me out of there. I am indebted to you three. And she looks at Alfred and she says, well, I guess four. I'm sure if you guys ever come to the Feywild, I'm sure maybe Alfred or Polyphony could get in touch with me, and I'd love to see you guys again, and thank you for saving me.
think we'll see each other again.
Stay as safe as you can.
Yes. What brought us?
You guys do the same. She kind of nods and she kind of turns and starts walking up. And Alfred kind of turns and watches her walk up and then looks back and he just goes, I'm gonna miss you guys. And he walks over and kind of like gets close to Braca just to kind of like get near him and see what happens.
Marcus is standing there with like a, just like a, are you kidding me face. Do you need or want something specific, or are you just standing there?
Nope.
And he just reaches over, and you can see the claw that he was missing. He just kind of pokes Brock in the chest and just goes, boop.
I'm going to bite his claw.
Oh my god.
There's no claw there to bite. It's the one that's missing.
I'll bite his hand.
Oh my gosh.
Braca will just say, do you want a high five, a pat on the head, a hug, what?
Nope. I will just see you guys soon, okay? Be safe.
I'll hold you to that.
That's perfectly fine.
Katie goes over and hugs Alfred.
Oh, thank you, Katie. Kind of leans into it and he's like, I'll be back, though.
I'll miss you while you're gone.
Take care of your wound. Don't let it open up or anything.
I will keep an eye on it.
You're still here.
Bye, guys. He kind of turns and starts walking up, and as he is, was Agard walking down with him?
Agard's still up top. He didn't go back.
Okay. Mind. So, Julianne
couldn't find it.
Emerges first.
Big as it is, it's Brian.
And Alfred bounds up afterwards and just doesn't stop and just continues on right next to Agard and then just kind of leans in and puts one of his legs down to kind of like block Agard from being able to get away and just kind of hugs him and he's like, thank you for everything, Agard, and I'll see you guys soon.
Mm-hmm. Agard is going to allow him to do that.
could Braca run up top? Sorry.
I'll say it afterwards.
No, you're good. Braca wants to run back up to the mouth of the cave.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll hand him a stone with his magical tinkering on it, and it's just a rune piece on it, and he'll just hand it to him.
Ooh. What's this?
It's all you're getting from me. Goodbye.
But what is it?
Can you read?
It's a rune.
Yes. Indeed it is. Do you know what it means?
Is it in Draconic?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what it means then.
Okay.
You heard?
Well, good luck. I hope to see from you soon. Just peace.
Oh.
Thank you.
The kobold's heart grew 3 sizes that day,
and then it immediately shrunk back.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
So after that, and then after the whatever.
If I would say Alfred then kind of turns and like gives Agard a hug.
Brings him in real close. Agard's going to do something that his people do, and he feels like it's kind of a fake thing where he's going to step back and kind of grab both sides of Alfred's head and just kind of lean their foreheads together and just tell him to be well.
And you just see Alfred like looks at you like forehead to forehead. He's like, you too.
Yep.
I'll see you soon. I'll be back. I promise.
Just leave.
Just go.
Off, man.
My god.
And then you see as the dryads do approach one of the trees, and you can see a very similar portal that you guys have seen before open. And go ahead and, well, no, with your past perception, it's high enough, you would see this. You see as Alfred is approaching, you see him kind of take that like deep breath, like,
right.
Because he is nervous, because that is how he lost his claw when he came from the Feywild. So
They we
lost
through.
A whole lion.
Yes, you did.
Everybody has a very noticeable hole in their heart.
Yeah. Agar's good.
June's like, why the fuck are they hugging dragons?
Yeah, she's just over there.
Just behind a tree.
Just peeking out.
Our whole party.
Taking it all in.
June's like,
yeah, seriously.
So the two dragons disappear through the portal with the dryads.
Damn, and we had such a great party with dragons.
It is noticeably more quiet. It yep. feels a lot more still in the air. And it is...
There's only a slight bit of dragon smell left.
Oh, wow.
Time to get the dragon steaks out.
Oh. Bridge too far.
My God.
All right, everybody back to bed.
So, yep. So,
oh, Katie stayed in the hole and she passed right back out. She's gone.
Katie was super excited that she passed out from the pure joy of hugging Alfred.
Wow.
He's a very lovable character.
She's
right?
very emotionally exhausted at this point.
Yeah.
So you guys do, you're able to get through your long rest. Nothing takes place.
No one.
Nope.
Fine.
Yeah.
Don't you start. You begin to wake up the next day. The sun is rising. It's not up. It's still pre-dawn, but it is more of a orangish red color as the sun begins to rise on the horizon.
And today is the first day
today,
of the season?
Yes, today is the first of Marpanoff.
Agard's sleeping in. Usually up at dawn. He's hitting the snooze.
Well, we had no windows, too.
Oh, that's true. We're basically hibernating.
Yeah. Oh, Brocker has to do his experimental elixir thing.
Yeah, she's starting to wake up. She's outside and she's getting the sun.
Yeah, but
hearing all those birds.
Trying to wrangle her hair back into,
that's a cool one.
Into place.
Frickin' birds, right? They mm-hmm. wake you up so early, even before the mm-hmm. sun is up.
What is June doing?
She's just waking up, checking her surroundings and tying her hair back again because everything has escaped. Yeah.
I have to operate them.
Looking around to see if she can get some of the birds with her crossbow.
There you go.
Take them down.
I mean, perhaps some breakfast.
Making
you know,
sure nothing nested breakfast. In her hair overnight. I mean,
well,
let's
no,
be real.
Perhaps we need some more nourishment. Let's have it carry over to the next day. There we go.
No, it is. 24 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, technically. So June gets up. I mean, if you want to hunt the birds, go for it. Make a
you were gonna shoot birds
investigation
no, she's
check
just thinking about it.
Yeah,
I was,
but she's,
I would say
she's annoyed by them, but she's
yeah
not gonna waste
fair
bolts on them.
So June is waking up. What are the other three of you doing? I know Agard was sleeping in.
Rocka is doing his experimental elixir thing.
Okay.
He made this kind of bright bluish. It's in a like a smaller vial. It's kind of just like a shot. It's just in like a smaller vial. It's this bright blue liquid that sparkles a little bit. And he just like puts it just like in a side pouch or something. Or actually, he's gonna go up and see June. I don't know if you're just out in the open or if you're hiding or anything.
No, she's just. Like sitting up against a tree.
Okay. I'm gonna toss the vial. How about you? The blue vial.
Make a dex check for Brocka. And I would say a dex check as well for June to catch it.
Six.
Not a one.
Ten.
Ooh.
Wasn't great.
You got a 10?
Yeah.
Wow. Whoa.
You roll a two or something?
Five.
So, you are able to catch it. It is a difficult throw, though. It was, as Brock went to throw it, it was pretty much like, he threw it in a straight line, so you had to, like, reach down to snag it. But you're able to get it.
Okay. You're Brocka, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is this?
Well, I mean, it's kind of like... Like adrenaline in a way, I suppose. Just makes you move quicker. That's about it. I figured someone like you could use it. Not saying we're slow or anything. I don't know.
Yeah, what... he saw her face, her eyes, her eyebrows went up.
I don't know what your abilities are, but if you, it's just to move quicker, that's all. Token of a gesture of kindness, I suppose, since you're going to be sticking around.
Okay. Thank you.
Are you sticking around?
Well, I don't know yet. I think it seems like we're on a similar path, so I would definitely stick around for a little while to see if we can help each other out. Hmm. And I have to stay in this area for a moment at least. But I appreciate this. Thank you.
Go ahead and make an Arcana check on the vial. I'm assuming it's haste, correct?
It increases your movement speed by 10 for 1 hour.
Yeah, 5.
Okay. So, you're not sure.
No. Blue?
Exactly.
Blue Kool-Aid.
This is blue. Blue. That's raspberry. All she sees. Yeah.
Blue raspberry.
It kind of, okay. I guess it kind of just looks like a bright blue carbonated drink in a way.
Nice.
But then after that, Brocker will just sit outside and wait for everyone else to wake up. And he'll just start, he'll open up his bag of holding and start messing with the, like, doctor mask again. Just taking it apart and putting it back together and everything. And see if he can, like, in the time that he has right now, drop some, like, the beginning of, like, a schematic to, like, make a personal mask.
Yeah. How long would he have? Because it would depend on when Agard and Katie get up.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess he's going to sleep in, but someone who gets up at dawn every day, he's not going to sleep in that much.
Too long.
A couple hours, maybe. I mean,
and I wouldn't say Katie was necessarily sleeping. She would have woken up about the same time that she normally does, but just kind of laying there, trying to meditate and kind of gather herself and figure out how to jumble through the emotions that have been picked up all inside the last few weeks.
Make a constitution check. Constitution saving throw.
What was that?
Constitution saving throw.
You heard it too?
Nope, I heard him say it perfectly. Thank you, DM.
14.
14? You're able to get a good meditation in, even though the last couple days have been very draining, very trying on you. You're able to kind of calm and center yourself. The tea that you made really helped.
Yeah, after she would do that, she would head on up as well.
Okay. I'm going to say you probably head up, and as you do, you kind of look over and you notice that Agard is still kind of resting. I don't know if he's still asleep at this point, but he's definitely still where he was. When you guys bed down for the night.
I would still head up. I wouldn't.
Okay.
I don't want to disturb him.
We'll say Agard will probably head up about half an hour to an hour after that.
After hearing, yeah. He's kind of probably the half asleep thing after hearing her go up. He kind of stretches. He wants to say a quick prayer to his deity. Doses. Then, yeah, then he went up.
Wait, that's the name?
Yeah, it's Dasis, but.
Oh, okay.
It's called Doses, so.
What up, God?
So, Katie, you emerge, and Braca and June. What were you guys doing after your conversation?
Oh, after our conversation? I was just messing with the mask.
Okay.
If I can make some, like, beginning form of a schematic for, like, a mask that'll actually fit me and have the same purpose.
And you're going towards the bonfire area to sit down and do that where they're seating, or you're just sitting in the middle of everything?
No, just by the mouth of the cave.
Okay.
Yeah, June was just sitting by a tree. She's just watching the road. And
okay. So as Katie is emerging, you look over and you can see Braca sitting there, and he's got the mask out and he's drawing up schematics of it, trying to resize it and figure out how to make it fit his face.
Katie will just walk over and sit down.
Oh,
Near Braca or like away from Braca?
Where's Katie sitting? Near Braca?
Yeah, I would sit near you.
Okay. I'm just gonna ask, you get a dumb thing to say if you're feeling any better. Not going to expect you to be, but I hope you're feeling at least 1% better.
I think the tea and I was able to meditate a little bit this morning, so just little by little, I'm gonna try and just keep going, you know?
You don't have to climb the mountain in one day.
Yeah, I like the way you think, Braca. What are you doing?
Well, I didn't want Cormier's mask to go to waste. I feel like it's the least I could kind of do to... I mean, she helped us out a lot, so I feel like it's the least I could do to fulfill her, or... I feel like it's the least I can do to fulfill her memory, I suppose. Just make sure she's not forgotten by me, at least. And to make a new tool for me to use.
Well, she definitely won't be forgotten. But...
It's Braca at this point is going to grab the mask and, like, put it over his face. Knowing it's not going to fit since it has, like a beak to it. And he's just going to put it up and just say, see, it can't really fit all that well. It's the nose on it.
Yeah.
I mean, I already have a snout, so it doesn't really work all that well with me. So I'm trying to make one that will fit my head.
When he puts it on, it is very, like, muffled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For it's his like... speech. Yeah.
Yeah, you probably get yeah, just Charlie Brown. It's like,
it is large for you. I don't like it per se, but if you want it, I think that she is happy that you have it.
I would hope so. I mean, I think it prevents you from inhaling gases, I think, in a way.
Huh.
That's what I'm trying to refashion it.
Great for you. Didn't we have that incident where you inhaled something? Your nose was bleeding at one point.
Yeah, it was a failed experiment. Mm. I think it was a failed experiment. I don't know. It did something, but not what I expected it to do. So it wasn't exactly a huge failure. I learned something new. So,
where is June?
Braca's going to look up in the tree that June was in. I don't know if she's still there or not.
Yeah, she's just sitting up against a tree, but she's kind of been watching you, Braca, because she sees what you're trying to do, and she's trying to figure it out a little bit.
Right.
Morning, June.
Good morning, Katie.
I hope you slept well.
It was okay.
Yeah.
I don't know what the trees were doing last night, but I just... stayed back, and eventually everything settled down and went back to sleep.
I'm just gonna say, if you're gonna be around us, you might see some weird shit.
You're just putting it very mildly.
Very mildly to say.
I mean, we kept two dragons in our company for, well, one for a long time and, well, a good while, and the other for a few days, well, I think a day. Something like that.
It's been like 2 days. 2 or 3 days.
Yeah, I think like two.
Before that, we encountered a hag.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them.
Well, they were, what, people.
That's true.
And they were, one of them was disguised as a hag. And weird stuff.
Spiders. Oh my gosh. Agar can turn into a spider. Actually, I don't recommend seeing it, but and he can turn into a lot of things. Actually.
Am I hearing any of this? as I.
I would say you can probably hear it as you're walking up.
Okay.
You know what? Agar can do a bunch of cool things.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, we also experienced were rats. In
not
a sewer.
My favorite animal.
No.
Thank you.
Rats or were rats?
Either.
Oh.
Both.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I mean, at least you're aware of what they are, because that was interesting. So yeah. A lot of weird things. Hobgoblins. And a goblin, Puck, you didn't get to meet him. He doesn't have an arm. But he was very nice. He could grow double his size.
June is just staring wide-eyed, like her eyes are getting bigger as you keep going with all of the things.
You can understand the calming tea. It's much needed.
It was very good, by the way.
Oh, good.
That probably kept me calm last night when I was awakened, because I don't know that I would have reacted that way.
Yeah. You gotta just learn to go with it sometimes. I'm learning.
Agar, you're probably... Did you slow as you heard them talking about you? Like
I just slowed to hear what was being said.
Slowly walking up.
And after he's heard something said, he's going to wild shape.
To a spider. Roll on the table.
No. It's out of combat.
Oh, come on.
No, it's out of combat. It's low CR.
Oh, I wanted to roll.
Into a giant rat.
Do I see the blue streak on it when you
come? I'm not going to lie.
I was going to say.
I'm not going to lie. I wanted a crew thing. Like,
I know. No.
That was so funny.
That was ridiculous.
And he's going to just run out of the hole as a giant rat and kind of look around and see where June is.
Oh, my God.
Hearing that she doesn't like were rats or rats. And not, like, run at her, but kind of look at her and, like, kind of, like, strafe back and forth, like, looking at her.
Could I?
You guys will know, because he'll have like a little bit of bluish tint to the fur.
I was going to say, you guys make a perception check with advantage to see it.
I was going to say, seeing if I see it's Agar. Hang on, let me see if I see it's
19.
Agar.
Yeah, you know it's Agar.
19.
As soon as you guys see like the blue skin and like the pink nose, you're like, oh, really?
Brocco wants to act like he's getting attacked by you if you run to June.
Oh my god!
June, meanwhile, is saying, oh, hell no.
Oh, then you're
yeah. Super. And seeing that reaction, can I see my insight that?
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, that's a 22.
I would say insight. You heard her say she doesn't like rats.
Yeah, I heard that. But her look on her face, then he's going to approach. Like, not run at her, but he's just going to kind of, like, be real weird and kind of walk in your way and maybe kind of chitter like you know, like a rat does. Like a...
Oh my god! Yeah, June is moving her sling from behind her to grab her crossbow that is all folded up, and she says, "Guys, hold on a minute.
Brocco,
I'll take care of this real quick."
Brocco's gonna jump in front of you and have a dagger out and be like, "Back, foul beast! That guy's run!"
Are you gonna do that really?
Yeah.
Then I think knowing that you're in on it.
Yeah, you can figure out
how that's Brock. He's going to jump on Brock and knock you down.
Yeah.
Because it's about your size.
I mean, you're bigger than
Well, it's still a small beast, but I would say it's probably closer to her size. So, And just, like, bury his head in you. Like, probably more trying to tickle you. But like,
it's gonna be a mixture of, like, laughs and, like, fake cries of pain. And he's going to eventually just go limp.
Yeah.
Katie is just... open mouth, gaping, staring at what's happening right now.
Roll a performance check for me, Brocco.
Could I have advantage?
Roll a performance check. And
could I have advantage?
Agar, roll a performance check as well. And yes, you guys can have advantage.
I go, I need advantage because...
Oh, natural 20.
Shit. She's grabbing a crossbow bolt, okay? She is...
Oh, my God.
That's a 25.
She's about to be locked and loaded.
Roll an insight.
Brocka's dead. Brocka convinced
him. Yeah, he rolled a natural 20.
Six. Wow. She does not know.
You think Braca is dead and there's a giant rat eating
him? Yeah, absolutely.
Can I roll perception to see if she's grabbing her?
Here's the thing. I think looking up at her and seeing that she is now basically aiming.
Yeah, she's got her crossbow.
Yeah, she, even though it's quick, she's ready. You're picking up on her flipping that crossbow out and loading the bolt real quick.
Yeah.
And getting ready.
Oh, June.
Katie, hold on.
It's Agard.
And then Agard's going to drop Wild Shape, laughing his ass off next to Braca.
Braca will do the same.
Oh, my God.
And she just...
like, full belly laugh.
Exactly. We are all... can we roll to not piss ourselves? We were laughing so hard at this.
You don't get the option. You did.
We just did. Hey, he's a druid. I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
Are y'all serious?
He did the same thing to our other friend, Finley. He was a giant octopus. He likes to do these pranks.
Why?
Because they're funny.
And then he's just pointing at you and, like, laughing.
Pointed laugh.
Like, that's the reason right there.
Yeah, that's basically what I see he's doing. Yeah. She has her crossbow, like, it's not aimed at him anymore, but it's still out, because she's just like...
She's like, at this point, I might as well shoot you.
No, our pranks don't stop there. We tried to prank a demon lord, too. I mean, underground, we did.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, Chort. I forgot.
Are you aware of Chort?
Who?
Never mind. Oh. And Agard's going to stand up and then help Brock up and dust you off and pat you on the back. Like, that's a good job.
All right.
Got her.
She's,
Welcome to our group.
She's taking out the bolt and... breaking down her crossbow again. Like, and
an initiation.
Reaction time, though. Good job.
She was ready.
I was very scared. And I look at Braca like,
fearing for my life in some cases.
The bolt might find its way into your butt. So.
Not the first time. All right. What do we need to do today? I feel as though we have... let's just go.
Besides the very necessary,
he pulls out a whiteboard. Like, all right, guys, what do we need to do? Today's agenda.
Number one, number two.
We can all log into our Teams meeting, please. They're right on your cameras. So we don't know when Alfred will return, but I don't think we should waste any time.
He said that. Well, he didn't say that it was in the bog or near the bog, right? He just pointed in, like, the southeast.
He told Agard it was most likely in the bog. He pointed in the direction that he felt, and it crosses basically straight through the bog all the way to the coast.
Right.
Now, he doesn't know where the feeling ends, so he just gave him a general line that it's on. But if you look at the line, I mean, it goes through the bog and then into the ocean. So,
yeah.
So, I believe we should go back through the tunnels we just went through. That's the quickest way. Make our way to the bog to see if we can find this final stone. I can communicate, I believe, a couple of times a day with Polyphony, checking in to see when Alfred, and I believe because of the stone, is how they were able to locate us so quickly. So that'll be to our benefit. But I don't think we should waste any time, honestly.
Nor do I.
What stones are you looking for?
It is something from the Fae called... purple Wavinium. It's a stone that is of Fey origin that disrupts things here.
Natural processes.
It is killing the land that they have occupied so far. We have found all but one. And so we need to find this final piece.
I don't know if I should stay to intercept the casters that I was supposed to.
Casters?
That she had told us about.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You do know that Tariq had mentioned that the hags had a book.
Right.
So even though you felt like you were supposed to stay there to meet, you do know that they're headed in the direction of what seems to be the hags. If you want to roll for what your character would probably do, or if you want to make a choice if you would stay and wait or if you would push on to try to find that.
She would prioritize the book. So
okay.
If they're going in a place where there's even a remote possibility of there being the book or finding out more about where it is, yeah, she
would prioritize that. You know where to find Tariq and how to find him. So you know if you went off on the book and he didn't find you, he would either reach out to you or find a way to figure out where you are.
And Tariq is from Tanea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's where the library is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ooh, probably you had to get up that book.
I would like to join you because it seems like while we're hunting for different things, they are likely in the same location, or at least information about mine might be in the same location that you're going. So if you don't mind a traveling companion.
What are your thoughts on hags?
I don't like them.
That is good enough for me.
Hagar hates the hags so much.
They mess with my people.
Where are you from again?
I'm from Tanea.
I mean, Braga's eyes will widen for a second. Anyways, I am in agreement.
Katie? I'm fine. You're more than welcome to tag along. We had two other companions, and then sadly they had to go for a little while, and so you're welcome to join us now.
Okay.
Roll a perception check.
21.
You caught when Braca's eyes got wide for a brief moment, and then he kind of was like, I'm in agreement. Mm-hmm. So you noticed the word Tanea triggered something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tanea.
Braca falls over.
Start convulsing.
Braca, Katie, Nagard, are you going to use the map that Puck gave you to navigate through the cave system, or are you going to try to stay above ground?
I would say we take the cave system. Mm-hmm. Down. It's going to be much shorter than traversing those mountains.
Did he say how long it was going to be to get there, like on foot? I thought he said like a week.
He said it took about like 2 to 3 days on foot to get to where the cave lets out. But it took you guys about 8 hours.
Last route, though, you said it took like 5 or 6 hours.
Yes, because you guys didn't stop and fight anybody. You guys just went straight through, so that's true. It would be about 6 hours. But with the whole interaction with Ebron and everything, it prolonged the original trip.
Yeah.
As you guys begin to make your way through the cave systems, you guys do run into Puck near the large chamber again.
Yep.
He does give you guys the key to open the door on the other side.
I don't know if you don't need it.
Well, he'll give it to you.
I know.
Here, we'll do this.
Oh, no.
Yeah, 88% chance you guys run into Puck.
Of course. And I think we feel like it's the tunnels now are clear. Like, at least Agard feels as though the threat.
There's much less movement. Okay. And when you guys get to that big chamber, Puck. At first, a lot of heads turned, and Puck stood up and kind of told everybody, like, hey, I know them.
Yeah. Oh, June, that's Puck. That's the goblin without the arm that I was telling you about.
Oh, okay.
And as you look around, there is one goblin without an arm, and the rest of them, there's about 100 goblin now that are in this large chamber that are pretty much filling the room, and all of them kind of turned and looked when you guys came through one of the secret passages that they didn't know anybody else really knew. But Puck kind of calms it and comes up to you guys and hey guys.
Puck, it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's great to see you guys. We were able to kind of get all the hobgoblins to go. They disappeared. They are headed in the direction of the bog though. So
that is where we were headed.
We're mounting up here trying to get everybody armored up, and we're about to head out ourselves. And
how long until you believe you will be ready to go?
We should probably only be about another half hour at most, and then we're gonna march on it.
We will not wait for you, but and he's gonna pull out the map that where Alfred had shown where the direction. This is the direction we're heading. We're gonna go to the door.
Would you like us to leave it open for you? And
yeah, if you could, yeah, go ahead and leave the door open. And we actually have, and he points at a goblin that's kind of about 20, 30 feet away from you. And you can see from all of them, he has like what looks like different type of teeth on a necklace. Mm, nice. And his ears are pierced with different types of fangs.
Oh.
And Pock's like, that's our tracker. He's pretty good. So we'll be able to follow you guys. That's not a problem.
Yeah.
And you do notice that those wargs that had been attacking you guys, they have a couple in one of the corners in like these cages, but you do see that they are bringing them food, and like the goblins aren't getting very close to it. They're just kind of like tossing food into the cage. But and he's like, if we can get those wargs to cooperate, maybe we could use them to track as well. But we shouldn't be too far behind you.
All right, that is good. Good luck to you, and hopefully we will see you soon.
Thanks. Yeah, I'll see you guys soon. Be safe, and remember to kind of mind your step going through there. It's kind of slippery in some areas.
All right.
I'm ready to head off if you are.
Agard will do what he does with everything he's handed. He will immediately hand it to Rocka.
And you hear Puck kind of turns around and starts speaking in Goblin to some of them and directing and ordering things around, and you can see them moving like big stacks of like these rusted old swords and like moving armor from place to place, and you can see them kind of outfitting other goblins and trying to, like, you can tell they're getting ready. They're trying to chase down the hobgoblins.
What did you hand me? The map?
Key,
okay.
I'll give you the map too.
Make
before we leave, do you need a hand?
Make wow. a perception check.
Perception.
As you guys are
all of us
walking out.
24.
True to form, 4.
15.
I was going to say 15 or higher. So you notice a banner that has a change symbol, and it's just this big goblin eye on it.
Lovely.
Does that mean anything to you?
Does it mean anything to me? Because I didn't see it.
Yeah, it is the name of the Bog Watch.
The Dalmont Watch.
I cannot remember that for the life of me. Insert name here, watch.
Is it Dalmont or Dalmont?
Dalmont.
Dalmont.
D-A-L-M-O-N-T.
I feel like it's been pronounced like 80 different
Dal ways. Worthington Gardens.
Oh, don't forget.
Oh, that's right.
You two still have the, that light bottle, by the way.
Does it still work?
Oh. Yes.
Hmm? You just shake it, activate it, shake
only
it,
for like an hour? Or no?
I think it's just
exactly it works for about 2 hours, but it slowly fades because it's two different chemicals that mix, is what Braca made, so it will separate.
Oh, so,
you just have to make sure you keep shaking it, type of thing.
Great.
Shake later, what?
Do I remember how long about it took to make one of those, or like the two of them?
So it took you. I mean, to make the original one, it took you a while because you were trying to figure out which different things went together. But now that you know which chemicals are in it, you could probably make one in like a short rest, sitting down, make at least one. So you guys continue on. The goblins, you notice they have pretty much cleaned out this cave system. You do notice as you walk, you see some bodies of hobgoblins and things along the sides. But there's nothing that attacks you guys on your way. You're able to make it through and make it to the door, and it is locked and sealed just like you guys left it.
How high up is the keyhole? This is a very important question.
I understand that. It is a goblin keyhole. Okay. So it is at a height where you could reach up.
Okay. Braca will unlock the door.
Okay. So Braca sticks the key in the door, unlocks it, and the door opens. And that is where we will end this episode, as you guys have all gotten up. June was initiated into the group by a rat attack.
You're welcome.
Agard and Braca flawlessly performed this. Oh. Agard acted, or Braca played death perfectly.
I'm gonna have street performances now.
Yes, I love street performances.
Before that, Alfred and
really
Julian
shouldn't drink on the job, guys.
Alfred and Julian were escorted by Dryads back to Polyphony, and we will resume with you guys exiting the cave system right into the mouth of the Dalmon Fog next episode.
Nice.
Cool.
And we provided the stone, the Wavidian stone, to Alfred as well. I did my best.
That was very good until you botched it.
You said it was good until
Thank
it was.
Basically what
no,
he
saying,
said.
No, I was saying, trying to say that we told Polyphony about the stone as well.
Hmm.
That's all.
Well, we told Polyphony about the stone as well.
You did a very good job.
Ooh. A little nerve-wracking. It needs to sound a little bit more natural. We'll get used to it. This is a new thing, guys. Fans out there, just know that we will get better at this. Please do not stop listening from this.
Just waiting. You're the Bert Kreischer of the group. So anyway, it goes down and
I'm the machine.
That's perfect.
You know, I do have a video of you screaming "Release the Kraken."
Oh shit, I forgot about that.
Oh, can that be online this week?
No.